in a significant move towards strengthening financial technology development and cryptocurrency regulations, the Central Bank of the United Arab Emirates, CBE, and the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, HKMA, have pledged to work together. The innovative collaboration aims to boost the fintech sector and streamline cryptocurrency regulations, marking an important milestone for these jurisdictions. Intensifying joint fintech initiatives. The central banks of these two major financial hubs met on May 29, striking an agreement to enhance cooperation on virtual asset regulations and developments. Furthermore, the institutions committed to facilitating dialogue around joint fintech development initiatives, thereby bridging the gap between their respective innovation hubs. According to H.E. Khalid Mohammed Balama, the governor, this strategic partnership would be a long-term and ongoing venture. HKMA Chief Executive Eddie Ua echoed this sentiment, citing shared complementary strengths and mutual interests that would bolster the economic fortunes of both jurisdictions. Exploring cross-border trade opportunities. A seminar featuring senior executives from banks in Hong Kong and the UAE followed the meeting. The central banks discussed multiple key topics, including enhancing cross-border trade settlements and enabling UAE corporations to tap into Hong Kong's robust financial infrastructure. Such strategic moves are set to provide UAE firms with easy access to thriving Asian and mainland markets. Receptive regulations, a boost for crypto companies. The collaborative initiative coincides with Hong Kong's Securities and Futures Commission, SFC, opening doors to virtual asset service providers, VASPs, to serve retail investors in Hong Kong, effective from June 1. On a similar note, the UAE has shown openness towards crypto-related businesses, with its federal securities regulator currently accepting applications for the same. Crypto firms such as CoinEx, Wobi, OKX, and Comenu have already shown keen interest in expanding into these jurisdictions. Regulated cryptocurrency, a way forward. Underlining the significance of regulated cryptocurrency trading, Christopher Hui, Hong Kong's Treasury Chief, remarked that virtual assets are going to stay. Despite potential risks, he believes the benefits of employing cryptocurrencies far outweigh the hazards. The ability to harness these benefits, according to Hui, lies in allowing these activities to take place within a regulated environment. This groundbreaking partnership between the UAE and Hong Kong Central Bank stands as a testament to the increasing global acceptance of cryptocurrency. With a mutual focus on fintech development and crypto regulations, both jurisdictions are paving the way for a vibrant and regulated crypto trading environment. Key points. Who is collaborating on cryptocurrency regulations and fintech development? The Central Bank of the United Arab Emirates, CBE, and the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, HKMA, are collaborating on these fronts. What's the main goal of this collaboration? The primary goal is to streamline cryptocurrency regulations and jointly develop the fintech sector, leveraging their complementary strengths and mutual interests. What opportunities does this collaboration bring for banks and corporations in these regions? It opens up possibilities for enhanced cross-border trade settlements and provides an opportunity for UAE corporations to leverage Hong Kong's financial infrastructure, thus gaining access to Asian and mainland markets. How does this partnership affect crypto firms? With more receptive regulations and openness towards crypto-related businesses, crypto firms like CoinEx, Wobi, OKX, and Comenu have shown interest in expanding their operations into these jurisdictions. What is the stance of Hong Kong's Treasury Chief on regulated cryptocurrency trading? Christopher Hui believes that despite potential risks, the benefits of cryptocurrencies are significant and should be allowed to operate within a regulated environment.